Edmonton City Hall celebrated Treaty 6 Recognition Day, an annual event that commemorates the signing of Treaty 6 and acknowledges the ongoing relationship between the city and the Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations. A flag-raising ceremony took place at 8:15 a.m. Now a Treaty 6 flag flies proudly at City Hall. Elder Ivy Rain is from Louis Bull First Nation in Muscogees and says that we need to live by what Edmonton Mayor Don Iverson said.
The mayor was saying was they were He was welcoming everybody and that he respects all nations and that we should work together in a peaceful manner because we have to learn to coexist with all nations.
Rain is concerned about the future of treaty rights. She's noticing that First Nations are paying for their medication and education, and she hopes that the chiefs continue to uphold treaties when working with non-First Nations.
Somehow, they've been just decreasing. And it's time that the chiefs and the government sat together and discuss this properly and bring it back to where it's supposed to be. It's been a long time since all our treaties were honored properly.
Rick Wilson, Minister of Indigenous Relations, attended today's event on behalf of the government of Alberta. He said he is always excited about days that allow all communities to come together in a spirit of reconciliation.
Really important about this is for the everyday Albertan to realize that we do have treaty agreements with our First Nation people, and to bring that recognition forward to so that it's a better understanding between the both communities that we can work together in a spirit of mutual friendship.
Grand Chief Okemau Vernon Watchmaker says this day is significant for Treaty 6 First Nations, especially for future generations. He says creating the already existing hard work that's already being done with various organizations with the Confederacy.
I think this event is a very day of recognition on not just the day of signing of treaty, but also the history, the awareness that we can teach non-First Nations people. And I think moving forward, it's just a recommitment, acknowledgement that, with First Nations that, with the second largest Indigenous population in Canada, Edmonton, that we need to play an integral role in the vision of what the city is going to be, especially from First Nations people.
Mayor Iverson presented this year's proclamation to Chief Watchmaker and did a gift exchange at the end of the ceremony. Activities and information booths at the event included Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations, Edmonton Public Library, and Fort Edmonton Park. The Treaty 6 Recognition Day first started in 2012. The Treaty 6 was first signed in 1876 at Blackfoot Crossing. Further information on Treaty 6 on why the Recognition Day exists can be found at www.edmonton.ca/Treaty 6 and www.treaty6.org, or check out our website at www.cfweradio.ca for video and pictures of the event. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.